Hey, and welcome back to another episode of Crazy Cat Conversations. Fucking election episode.
Oh my god. Okay, so I'm Duchess Zane.
I'm fucking Big Cat, nigga. I feel like Small Cat today.
Why you feel like Small Cat, boo-boo?
Because I have fucking 80-year-old men deciding my fucking future. Anyway,
how we feeling? I'm feeling confused.
Yeah, confused.
I'm feeling confused. I'm feeling despondent. I'm feeling
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know how to react.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't
know. Well, I didn't know how to react to that word.
Like, I don't know what to do. Kind of like you don't have a response because you're like,
Yeah. Arizona needs to fucking hurry up with them votes, though.
Arizona? How about Pennsylvania?
How about fucking Georgia? Needs to just go ahead.
I mean, they're at 99%, but like,
only reason I want Biden to win is so I could be like, aha, to Trump supporters, because they've been on that wild shit for the fucking longest, bro. I just want to be like, four more years, right? I don't care about politics like that.
I don't care about politics, but what I do care about is, like, the racial tension in this country.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of fucking racial tension. Like, I just want to go up to a Trump supporter and be like, I guess you lost there, buddy, and then give him a big old kiss.
For those who can't see Big Cat right now, this is not a visual platform. He's flexing. He's air humping and flexing his chest.
Oh, God. How does that feel? How does that feel, Cletus? You fucking lost.
He's going to be like, I still got my Confederate flag. I'm a winner.
The East Coast, if you're a fucking Trump supporter, you're either fucking law enforcement or you work for a three-letter agency, nigga, because he's looking out for your fucking bonuses.
That's a fact.
Like, well, you know, he get military vote because
I'm going to say Texas. This. It's not that I believe one party is better than the other at this point.
Yeah,
because
they could suck a dick. It was Bernie's.
He better be on the cabinet.
Yeah.
But my thing is this, for sake of all the racial tension and the attitudes of, you know, that, I guess that old school, like, white is better mentality that seems to be, you know, reignited by Trump.
Yeah.
We just kind of need that to go away. We can't have a leadership that tells, like, racial offenders to stand by. Like, what?
But does that mean, would you really want that to go away? Because then you see people's true colors when they're like, oh, when they feel fucking backed.
Yo, touche.
So.
Okay, I feel like this. I do agree that I prefer that I would want someone to show me their true colors of who they really are.
Yeah.
But I feel that this Trump-America mindset has emboldened people who normally would just talk the shit that we're talking about.
Yeah.
And now they're getting violent. Now they're, like, doing, like, intentional, premeditated acts of intimidation or aggression, you know, to try to deter people. And that's what needs to stop.
Which is stressing everybody the fuck out. Not me particularly, but which brings us to today's topic.
I'm kind of stressed out about it, not for nothing.
Okay. Today's topic is using different outlets to be the whore that you really want to be. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when people are like, wow, this hurricane season or this election season got me just fucked up, and then just go out there and suck mad raw dicks for no reason.
Oh, touche. Or all of a sudden just indulge in their vices.
Like, yeah, you ate fucking 13 hamburgers because you're afraid of fucking what Trump might do? No, you just fucking...
Or you just bought 2 8-balls and you're like, I'm gonna get high as a kite. Like,
no, you're doing that because you fucking want to, and then you could blame it on that. Not because you have that lack of self-control.
So we gonna call this election scapegoats? No?
It's a scapegoat. I don't know.
Because it's like you're using the election as a scapegoat for your excuse for
overindulging. Yeah, get the fuck out of here, bro.
I can't do it. I think everyone's always looking for a reason to make an excuse for themselves.
Exactly.
Like, oh, I'm too distracted. I can't work out. That's a lie. That's a lie. You can always fucking work out.
I want to do fucking 8 lines of coke on a fucking random person's ass because Biden just got me so stressed.
Well, what am I going to do?
How the fuck? It's the same people that fucking been ruling the fucking country for years. Them niggas are all related.
Yo, like, they all in a secret society, and I'm not even a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
But they're all in there in some damn secret
speaking
society.
Speaking of fucking scapegoats, they be fucking like goats in the ass or something.
I'm done with you. Like,
fucking wearing goat hairdresses and shit.
I can't.
Fucking each other in the ass.
I can't.
You ever seen a 60-year-old man take a fucking fine dick? They do that in the Freemasons.
What?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
You know, they do some weird shit like, hey, you gotta, in order to join the society, you gotta sacrifice your first child and then suck this man's dick.
If not, you have to teabag only one nut of every member of this council.
Pledge your allegiance to Satanás or some shit like that. Like, nigga.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I said you don't like that shit. I switched it up in Spanish.
Oh, no, I know. I was like, oh, excuse me. I've been watching a lot of that new Sabrina shit on Netflix. So I was like, oh, God, have you been watching
this? This is not a plug. Don't plug that bitch. You ain't getting no fucking backing.
I mean, look, I like the show.
Look, I like anime, but I ain't plugging them niggas because they're not paying me. You hear that, Crunchyroll? Please.
Yo, what if we got an endorsement from Crunchyroll? That would be so dope.
Nigga, I would be like, well, did you know that my favorite kink, I called it the Crunchyroll.
This nigga would rename his style as Spanking Crunchyroll.
Nigga, we'll be crazy cat Crunchyroll conversations, nigga.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, fucking back us up, bitch.
It sits. It fits well. Yeah. Okay, how about this? Furthermore of the question, I guess along the line of politics, right? We all know that social media is where people express themselves.
Right.
And for some reason, they are unabashed about their bullshit, one way or the other, whether you swing left or whether you swing right. And people get offensive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like people don't have the same social decorum that they have face to face. You know, internet thugs.
Internet thugs, yeah. You will never say that shit in front of anybody, no matter how big you are, how much bullets you got in your gun, because, you know, there's always people watching.
There's always someone bigger.
Yeah. What the fuck are you doing? You talking all that bullshit on Facebook like you're not getting job interviewed in the future.
I was going to say that. Like
that shit's going to affect you.
Pull it up. Pull up the facts. Pull up the fucking bigot facts spreadsheet. Like, so what I'm saying is to bring up the social media platforms is like, I guess this election has a lot of people revealing their true colors.
Yeah.
And people that you would not have suspected to think in certain ways.
It goes both ways, too. Because a lot of people on the left be saying some wild shit like, that's what white people, you know, too ready to oppress. And those fucking white motherfuckers. Like, you gotta watch your fucking mouth.
No. You can't. We're all human beings out here. You can't make it a racial divide.
You're spewing fucking hate on both sides. So we're not it's not like, oh, it's just Trump. It's both sides,
That's
bro.
Legit. That's legit facts. And the thing is like,
it's a lot of hate.
Oh, yeah. People are angry. People are angry, and they feel vindicated in their convictions. They're like, no, my side is the side. And because I'm on this side, I can shit on the other people.
Yeah.
But what is it doing? What is it doing? Creating more
tension.
More tension, more turmoil is adding to the boiling pot.
And more excuses to shove a 12-inch dildo in your asshole by being really high.
Mm-hmm. Or not high. You just want it.
You just want it. And then you blame it on fucking, oh, it's just so much tension. Like, nigga, just turn up the screen. Just turn up the TV.
Or exercise. You can exercise and work out that tension.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or exercise.
Yeah. Read a book.
Or shove a 12-inch dildo in your asshole. And blame it on the elections.
Just make sure you got enough lube when you do that. Because, you know, like, COVID spiking right now. And you don't want to go to emergency room.
Yeah.
So, like,
what? Mom, I'm sorry. You came in the room and I had a dildo in my asshole while holding a picture of dad. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa. You took it to a next level,
you
my guy.
You have to fucking take it to the next level because it's election season. Everything goes, bitch.
All right. So, at what point have you unfriended some people on social media platforms because of this election?
No. This weakness.
So, I've had a few friends that I've been talking to and they've been like, I've deleted X, Y, and Z person because
good
of this.
For you
because
you're fucking weak if you do that shit.
So, I feel personally that maybe in order to protect your peace of mind or in order to, like, not drive yourself crazy when you don't like certain things that you see, maybe mute that person's story. You don't have to necessarily unfriend them because that's another thing that I think each side does. They isolate themselves in an echo chamber, you know, with only other people that have the common political views.
Yeah.
So when all you hear is other people who are co-signing whatever your belief is, you don't have an ear for, like, the middle of the road. Because, you know, there's three sides. The left, the right, and then, like, the reality, which is in the middle somewhere.
Yeah.
You know? So
life is not black and white. It's fucking gray all the time. It's mish and match. It's a little bit gray. It's a little bit black. It's a little bit white sometimes.
That's why there's the yin and the yang. Speaking of white. Because there's a piece of each in each side.
Speaking of white, I got a lot of white friends because, you know, serving in the military, a lot of niggas are patriotic and whatnot. And I've had some of the best times with these people. And they say some wild shit. What do I do? I don't block them because I fucking technically grew up with these niggas.
Do you antagonize on their posts a little bit?
I do. I'm just like, you know what? What about, you know, Trump 2021 or some shit? You know, like you say random shit.
Do you know they were talking about that they're already talking about him running again in 2024?
Good, fuck it. If he's still alive, if you could do it, just go ahead and do it.
I hope he
you know what he does?
Huh?
I hope he runs fucking Democrat this time.
You stupid ass.
Freaks everybody out like, what? He was on our side.
Well, we all know that, like, an oversaturation of McDonald's in your diet is poison, and that's all he basically lives off of. So, I mean...
Well, he probably gonna get on... He's gonna get on his fucking paleo diet, you know? Yo, Daddy Trump, hit me up, you know? I got a fucking fitness plan for you. Just gotta do is pay me $1 million. Small loan of $1 million so I can start my business.
I'm sorry, but you're too brown for him to do business with you.
What are you kidding? Fucking Lil Wayne and fucking Lil Pump on fucking...
But they have a, like, you know, they're like... established rappers. Yo, did you see that meme?
They're both overdosing fucking codeine once in their life.
For real.
So fuck them.
I saw a meme that says,
fuck them.
Each time Lil Wayne speaks positively publicly about Donald Trump, that he loses a dreadlock.
Yeah. That nigga doesn't have locks. He has dreads. Fuck him.
Yeah. Touche. Go ahead, baby, for that callback. Yeah.
Okay, Wayne.
So the joke for I guess the listeners that don't know the difference is that white people deemed locks as dreadful, so they would call them dreadlocks because they were dreadful locks. Yeah. Versus
locks,
know, which is hair that's locked around itself and is part of your glorious crown. You know, big difference.
That's the thing I noticed. You know, as soon as like minorities, like Cubans for example,
or niggas
in the hood that have made it out, they want to switch up their politics because they fucking fall into a different tax bracket. Go fuck your mother.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like, okay, money shouldn't change your ethics.
But it does.
Facts.
Like, I'm not gonna, like, when we start making more money, what the fuck?
Sorry.
What the fuck? If I start making more money, am I going to switch up? I don't know yet, because I'm not making that buku buck.
I will say that, okay, there's validity to switching up certain things because you want to protect your finances. You want to protect your best interests.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody knows, like, there's certain things, like, moral clauses in humanity. You know what I mean? Like, you don't, because you got money, you don't back the person who promotes racism just because you got some money. Like,
let's say, supposed to... paying taxes. If you're fucking Jeff fucking Bezos, and you're making billions of dollars, nigga, you're not getting taxed 30 G's.
$2 million a week, my
God. You're getting taxed a lot. So, yeah, it does interest.
Yes,
when you're the 1%.
Yes, but let's think about this like this. Like, okay.
Like, if you got plastic bags underneath the fucking drawer, you don't need to worry about Biden's tax plans.
But there's millionaires who still got plastic bags in their kitchen. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're human.
Who, Ja Rule?
You think he's a millionaire still?
I'm sure he had a few hits.
No, because he took that hit with the lawsuit for the Fry Festival shit. Remember that fake island bougie festival thing?
Oh,
and then
fuck.
They took him to court over that and
they
stuff
took
like
all
that.
His fucking money?
I don't know, but
is he the one you doing Uber Eats?
No. That's Young Jock.
You know what? Respect to him.
Facts.
It is Young Jock. Like,
mad
nigga,
facts.
The worst
respect
thing
to him.
The worst thing that Young Jock did after his fucking what was the
famous
song?
He was on that found me in the club.
It's going down. Nigga, the worst thing you did after that was fucking perm your hair blue, nigga.
Stop.
That's it.
I loved his hair when it was blue. It was funky. And you know what? That's another thing.
He looked like Future Trunks from Dragon Ball Z. He looked crazy.
And it was a vibe. And I liked his hair.
Was
like
it a
that.
Vibe? Nigga, your hair is dead, ain't it? Anyway.
But he shaved it off and
more pop. More power to you for doing Uber Eats after being a rapper, nigga. Like, you gotta get it, you gotta get it.
And that's the thing, too. Like, there's money out here. What is he gonna sit at home and watch TV?
Yeah, like,
for all of that,
nigga, I'm gonna wait for my next hit. Nah.
I don't know.
It's a lot of niggas out there waiting for the next hit, and they're not even rappers.
Look.
Does that fit?
You know what? It does fit, because for the common man, let's equate that to this. Somebody working a bum-ass job, so I'm gonna get that promotion. If I just keep clocking in, they're gonna promote me. Or if I just keep clocking in, then I'll get that bump in the raise and this and the third. And that's not what it is.
Yeah.
Like, you got to get out there and get it.
Yeah, have multiple sources of income on it. You're,
I mean,
you're going to be like...
Ugh. Shout out to all the Forex heads.
Yeah, you fucking dickheads. How about you fucking tell me how to do the Forex shit rather than, DM me for special... Like, nigga,
baby,
I haven't seen your new car yet.
Pause. I'm going to say this. There is a lot of knowledge sharing out there. You know what I mean? And... if you get in with the right, you know, circle of knowledge that's sharing, then there's an advantage to be had. But, I mean, you have to use your own sense of discerning what's good and what's not. Because, like, YouTube University is out there for everybody.
Everybody.
And some people actually learn skills from YouTube, and some people just go down the rabbit hole.
Speaking of which, I want to learn how to fucking edit videos. I've always wanted to do that. I think I should put some sizable amount of time in doing
what's
that.
What's up,
babe? Rather than fucking playing video games.
What's up, babe?
Yeah. That's not, like, a team couple... like you're building exercise. Like I'm gonna do it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like I just wanna do it on my own.
Okay.
And
maybe.
Then If you want to do it, let's do it together. Okay, that's baby. One of the things I want to do. What are you saying, little baby? Like, okay.
I'm being funny, that's why.
Bitch, fuck you. You ain't funny. You know what else
is? Nigga, I make you laugh sometimes.
And I'll be so proud of you when you do it.
I got a joke. Like, every couple days that hits.
Mother, when is a door not a door?
When it is a jar.
That's a shout out to Raised by Wolves on HBO. It's a good fucking show.
It is. I enjoyed that show. Not something I typically would like to watch. But,
yeah, I know.
Ah, surprising.
Great. Moving on. Mm. They sponsor us, HBO. We're fucking dying out here.
Yeah.
Eating ramen noodles.
I think that our content is a bit risque, and HBO could get behind it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they like pushing the envelope.
Imagine if we fucking make it. Oh, this is a spin-off show.
Yo, imagine if we made, like, okay, so, like, you know, we shoot the shit, and we make banter. Imagine a show, a skit show, based off the concept of our podcast.
We'll get shut down the first day.
Oh, my God. No, we wouldn't. It would be, like, some after dark, adults-only type of content
I want fucking elderly to watch this shit. I want you to have a heart attack.
Yo, how many skits would take place in a dungeon?
Right? It's called Dungeon Masters Elite.
I can't. We'd be like, okay, what's this skit about? Well, this skit about is somebody... You know,
this guy is coming all over himself.
I can't. No.
And then one of his semen lands in his mouth, so he ends the scene because it's too gay.
No, that was part of what they negotiated. He wanted that.
No, but like ridiculous, like, what's the line? The line is not sitting on the simian and coming real hard. The line is having your own cum in your mouth, then you're like, oh, call it.
Oh, no, I can't. No. Okay, so if we did a skit, it would be like someone calling Red, right, and to end the scene, and then they can't find the key to take them out of their restraints.
Oh, God.
Like, that
you're supposed to have the fucking keys on. And just coming all over.
Just like somebody who don't have safety scissors. You have to have your safety measures in
fucking
place.
Fucking dickhead. You're going to get it. You're going to let a fucking 30-year-old fucking dickhead that works at ShopRite fucking tie you up.
Home Depot said what?
With no fucking scissors? Get the fuck out of here.
Like, I can't do
it. He's only a master on the weekend, bitch. Don't fucking fall for it.
Excuse me? What was that? Was that you, Truth, calling from above? Like,
clean up a mile three. Yeah. And then you have master insert name here fucking tell you what to do over
coming out with his
bench.
Little vest.
Get the fuck out.
with the mop bucket and his little vest.
Right. If you wear one of those fucking cabbie hats from the 70s, you're an asshole.
Hey!
It's not fashionable. Fuck yourself. What are you fucking selling newspapers, 1914? Get the fuck out of here.
Those cabbie hats could be worked into a look. It just has to be a look.
You
gotta have enough flavor to pull shit off.
What kind of flavor you need? You need a fucking common?
Look at you. You're wearing fucking anime shirts all the time, right?
Yeah.
All right, then
you're wearing a fucking hat. Am I saying newspaper? I don't care if I pull it off or not. But people do that shit on purpose just to be like, maybe this.
I'm different.
Makes me look sophisticated. Nigga, you're not common. Get the fuck out of here. Nah. I said that shit again.
Bruh.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You know, like them niggas that are about to turn OGs, they're like 35.
All of a sudden, they start rocking a plaid jacket.
Right. Just because you're going bald in the top of your head and growing more beard doesn't mean you got to change your style, bro. Be yourself.
I can't do. I feel like
she's mother. You want to wrap it up? What else you got to do? Oh shit! I got class.
I know. That's why I said it.
Okay, so I'm plugging my podcast. This is Crazy Cat Conversations. I'm Big Cat. That was Dustin Zane. I also have another podcast called Sons of Black Phillip. That's more misogynist and
hella misogynist.
Ladies, if you like me,
don't listen to that podcast.
No, you know what? Fuck that. If you want to fucking get good on your man, get one up on him, listen to my podcast. Because I drop great advice. You want to learn how your fucking man thinks? You fucking listen to my shit.
I'm going to interject here and say some men think. Because not all men think the way that you expressed in that podcast.
Because they're fucking pussies. They don't want to live their life as good as they want
to
live.
Baby, stop sounding like an incel nigga that gets pussy. It's okay. It's
incel. No, incel is somebody that's... Who does that make sense? Celibate niggas that get pussy?
What I'm saying is that the mentality of the incel dudes, but you happen to get pussy.
Okay, nah, let's make this a little bit long. I don't give a fuck if I'm 30 seconds late. You fucking say that not all men think like that. I go for what I want. Why don't all men should think like that? They all do. They all think like that.
You know why? Because
they want to get pussy.
Some people, hate to say it, in life, there are alphas and there are betas. Everybody can't be a motherfucking alpha.
Right. We got betas listening to this. Shout out to my subs.
You know what I'm saying? But also, you don't have to be a beta if you're a sub. You can still be an alpha. It's just a personality trait. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, when I say alpha and beta, I think I'm referring to your state of mind, not your style of submission or kink. You get what I mean?
I'm talking about kink. I'm talking about, like, you know, men. Mm-hmm. With the men advice. That's men all advice. I give.
Okay. You give men conversations. I will say this, though, is, like, somebody got to flip the burgers. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
There's always, like, people have their positions in life. So there would be no alpha if there was no beta. is what I'm trying to say. So point is that if niggas don't go after it, it's okay, because somebody got to flip the burger.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Going back to my point, is that listen to Sons of Black Phillip if you want some advice on how men fucking really operating, on how they think.
Some men.
So some men don't want to be winners. Some men don't want to fuck all the pussy. Some men don't want to do that. Some men just want to be at the bottom.
Some people are comfortable at the bottom, whether they can admit it to themselves or not.
If you're a majority of men,
fair.
Listen to Sons of Black Phillip. Even if you're a beta, you might get a few pointers how to be the best beta you could be.
Touche. Yeah. Touche.
Any questions, advice, bitches, drive to complaint, we're taking them at crazycatconversations@gmail.com. It's looking pretty empty, motherfuckers.
Word. Oh, next episode, let's come back with another Q&A portion.
Yeah, we actually have one question. Hold on. We'll be back right after these short messages.
After these messages, we'll be right back. Suck a dick.
And we're back. Sorry about that. Sorry, I go first because I'm the man.
This nigga here.
All right. So, we got a question from a listener. Are you ready, Kat?
Go ahead, read it, boo-boo.
Throughout my relationship, there was multiple times in which I felt my boundaries were being crossed. Now, most times when it would happen, the end result would be me feeling bad for how I reacted due to my partner flipping the situation into concentrating more on my reaction rather than the initial action. I know now, after the fact, my question is, how can you tell signs of you being manipulated in these kinds of situations? Also, how do you stand your ground while also not trying to hurt your partner's feelings? Love the pod.
Aww. That.
Take it by the fucking sound of your mouth. You seem to have some shit to say.
Oh, I got a lot to say.
Go ahead, bitch, because I seen you getting manipulated. Let's go.
Ditto. So, here we go. I'm going to say this. First and foremost, if you bring something to someone's attention that they did to violate, the first thing that they should do is acknowledge their part in creating that situation, right? People have the right to be upset about some bullshit you did.
Right.
Like, and it's not really, you can't tell someone in what way they get to be upset about some bullshit that you did.
You really can't, you know?
Like, you can't predetermine that, and you can't put a timeline, or you can't put a shape around it to tell someone how they can be upset about the bullshit that they've done to you. You know what I mean? And I think all that screamed to me loud and clear was, gaslight! Gaslight! Gaslighting! Like, what? You're not even trying to take accountability or amend the situation where you crossed the boundary, but instead to deflect or to minimize what you actually did, you're going to inflate and harp upon the reaction to the offense that you did?
Yeah, my nigga. Like, what are you doing?
What? Do you agree? Like, how do you feel about that? Or do you think that sometimes people could take it too far on their reactions?
Yeah. I agree. I'm 50-50 on it. I'm more 60% on, like, nigga, how dare you, like, try to gaslight. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's like, really? The reaction, is that really warranted?
Okay, I'm
going
to say
within this. The confines of the shit that we got set up, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say this. I have been guilty of perhaps inflating my reaction. Or not inflating
taking it. Taking it on for days?
Yeah. Damn,
and
nigga.
Fucking stressing shit out?
Excuse me.
And then in turn...
anyway, so...
Okay, I'm gonna stop.
Thank you. but yes, I have dragged shit out longer than it needed to be. I've been guilty of that. But like I just said, can't really tell somebody how to be mad at you.
Yeah,
after
you pull some fuck shit.
Like...
Exactly. But then in turn... What the fuck are you doing then with the person that made you feel that way? This, you know what I'm saying? That's always an out.
But everyone's cool until they're not. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you're in a relationship with someone, and as this writer, as the email said, they set boundaries, right?
Yes.
And so you have to trust that your partner is going to respect those boundaries. That's why you put them there. You know what I'm saying? As a fail-safe or as a preventative method.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For the bullshit. And so if someone chooses to say, fuck those boundaries or fuck protocols for, you know, in place of the word boundaries or whatnot,
yeah,
then you have the right to be upset. And it's like, you can't, everyone's cool until they're not. Everyone's a good person until they're not. So you don't know you know what I'm saying, that someone's going to violate like that. So you can't say, like, why are they with them, you know? And then after the fact of their violation, every situation is unique. Yeah. So
whether you decide to stay with them is your own prerogative. Like, let's say, for example, what's the worst thing that could happen?
You could wake up dead.
Yeah. what the fuck are you doing? But back to the podcast from last time with the killer clown bitch.
I'm on my point. Yeah, my
fuck
point.
Fuck that bitch. Anyway, so let's say, for example, you're a grown man, say 25, and then you get cheated on by your fucking, by your girl. It's up to you whether you forgive or move on, because her pussy belongs to her. So the fact that she gave her pussy up while you're giving your time up to her and she still decided to give her pussy up, now you got to rethink. How much do I love the person? How much do I want to stay with her? And how much does my pride mean to me?
But, I mean, you're speaking in very monogamous context. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, but let me fucking finish. I'm getting to it.
Hold on. What I'm asking here is, because you're saying, like, her this and I'm giving my time or whatever. It sounds like you're going back to that Meta TC shit or whatnot, but, which is fair. But in this situation, we don't know the boundaries of what was set up.
I know. But listen, this is what I'm trying to say. How much of my time is worth? You know what I'm saying? I'm not... Sorry for the fucking analogy that you don't agree with. Like, well, you say monogamous. My nigga, I don't fucking...
Well, no, because you're saying cheating and talking about her pussy versus your time.
Yeah, yeah, but... Or your dick. It doesn't matter. Let's say whoever. Insert whoever, okay? Uh-huh. So how do you feel? How much do you care for that person in order to continue to deal with them that after they did that that thing that violated your trust, how much do you enjoy their company? So you got to weigh that out. Is it worth it? Is it not? What are you going to do? Are you going to fucking counterattack with a different fuck shit? Or you keep going back and forth? It doesn't matter. You got to fucking realize how much is your time worth.
Now, question. Let's go back to the question at hand. The writer said, the specific question was, how do you recognize, you know, like...
They're pulling a fast one over you?
Yeah, how can you recognize, like, the manipulation is happening? Or how do you, you know, like, how can you spot
when they take
flag?
It too far. When you're like, okay, so, hey, for example, I ate a little bit of your cheesecake. And then you go, well, nigga, I ate all your food that you ordered from Uber Eats. So, like, it's just exponentially, like, trying to make you feel way worse than you made him feel,
like, one
for catching them. You know what I'm saying? Like, one-upping. It feels that, like, it's a gut feeling. You know that fucking feeling you get in the back of your fucking head? And you're like, oh, I'm getting a fast one.
I love when he whispers to the listeners. You know,
that's the feeling you should get when you're getting pulled the fast
one. I feel like this. I feel...
When you go, what the fuck? Did that bitch really just... Or did that nigga just...
I think the number one sign for me is when someone doesn't lead with accountability. Because everybody fucks up. Everybody fucks up.
And when somebody fucking overreacts to your reaction...
How dare you be upset at me for pulling some fuck shit?
You know that happens. And I've seen it happen. Mm-hmm. And you fucking let it happen.
Oh, no. When people stick to their lie.
Yes.
When motherfuckers stick to their lie. And they might, for example.
And they raise their fucking voice.
Or they storm off. And you know that they're lying. And it's like, are you
it's
trying
like,
to
I can't
make a,
believe
big,
you,
a big scene to distract me from the guilt of what you did?
The fuck shit that you've done.
That's a red flag. That's a red flag. When somebody, like, when you try to hold someone accountable for some fuck shit, and then all of a sudden, whatever your reaction is, they triple it.
Yeah, that's how you know you're being gaslit, nigga. Bitch, you need to get up off that motherfucker house and leave right now.
Or they might pull a okay, but situation.
Yeah, okay, but, yeah. That usually happens a lot in polyamory. Like, well, you know, well, your other partner did this. No matter what the fuck he did. I'm talking about what the fuck you did right now.
We're talking about you and I. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't bring that shit in, motherfucker.
No, like, it's not a comparative, like, reaction. And also, another... Ooh,
Uh-oh. Ooh. I just let the light bulb go in your fucking head. You got COVID, bitch?
I'm saying we got it if I got it. Oh, so, or if another one of our partners has compromised us. Anyway.
Bitch, you know what? We'll talk about that after the podcast. I will fucking knock you out. I don't know who the fuck you're talking about.
Well, you know who the fuck I'm talking about.
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
About. I don't know. I did know, but I didn't want to fucking make it obvious. Just keep going.
Okay, moving on.
You fucking dickhead.
Shut up. Okay, so the big ass light bulb that went off in my head is, you know, just register it in your mind that you're being manipulated if when someone's trying to hold you accountable, or excuse me, when someone does something to you, and you try to hold them accountable, and all of a sudden they bring up old shit that ain't even fucking relevant to the topic.
Exactly.
Well, you did this the other time, and what the fuck are you talking about, bruv?
Nigga, that was 2018. What you talking about?
But you did it. So I'm gonna do this because you did that, and I'm like, my nigga, just for
sounds like you're dealing with a child.
Just for sake of metaphorically speaking, I bring up fruits. And this motherfucker talking about poultry. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's not
like,
even the same fucking food class, man.
And then they try to say, it's both food, so it matters, because it's both food.
Yeah.
And you're like, no.
When you overreact, look, when your partner overreact.
When they inflate the situation.
On purpose. That's like, usually when a bitch cheats, and then she goes, well, you weren't there for me emotionally. Bitch, what the fuck?
Then why didn't you walk the fuck away?
Yeah. You got caught and now you coming out with excuses? What the fuck? I did wrong?
They love it.
They love that shit. Niggas do that shit.
Men do it in different ways. I think that men do that in different ways.
Yeah.
Don't be like, oh, you turned me off like this. Well, if I turned you off, then why the fuck were you still here?
Speaking about cisgendered people, we gotta include. Everybody got that shit. Don't get fucking fooled just because she has shaved sides green hair doesn't mean she doesn't do it. That bitch ain't woke because she's woke. She's fucking playing you.
Or just because a person is non-binary.
Right. They don't fucking still.
They don't have different rules.
Same rules apply. You just got played by that nigga, bitch. Yes, you did. Or that bitch.
Them,
that, this, their, sir, they,
what, whatever,
their played you, they played you.
I like this.
Yes,
Zay.
You go.
Can I be a Zay? Okay, don't look at me like that.
After the podcast, okay. I don't want to sound ignorant.
I have fun.
Yeah.
Any closing notes on that question, or do we wrap that up?
You gotta be truthful with yourself.
Oh, okay. So let's make points. Okay. Red flags to you being manipulated in a situation.
Overreaction.
Okay, first off, let's start off with you have the right to express feeling wronged by a partner.
Yes.
Okay, so don't let anyone try to shut that down.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is going to be not taking accountability. When you bring it to your partner and they don't take accountability at all, okay.
So you're saying you're feeling away for no reason? Fuck out of here. Next point.
Exactly. Then we're going to come with their overreaction.
Overreaction.
If they overreact, if they get big, if they make a big a storming out of the place or some shit.
Let's say I come up to you. For example, me and Tall Cat here. Like, hey, I don't feel comfortable that you put pickles in my sandwich, so I cheated on you.
The fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
The
you
fuck?
See that? What kind of fucking reaction is that?
The fuck?
So you have an argument. Hey, I heard you were talking with Jessica. So you know what I did? I just gonna storm off. Even though you got caught, we're talking with the other person. You're not supposed to. I mean,
no, you can talk to whoever we want to.
We're in a confidential relationship, right?
No.
So let's say you tell me you don't want me to talk to somebody, right? And I still talk to them, and then you catch me talking to them in the secrecy, and I go, "Bro, fucking." You fucking bought chicken from Popeyes, bitch. I said I want a KFC. That's crazy.
I'm done.
You try to fucking play some shit that don't equate to the fucking matter at hand, then you fucking,
that's,
you know
that's
you're
getting
played.
That's a big ass red flag.
Don't fucking do that shit to yourself, nigga.
Not at all.
My bitch.
And when they make you second guess yourself. Because there's something about that the way that, like...
Yeah, maybe am I really crazy?
Am I overreacting?
Shit.
Was it really that serious? No. Yes, the fuck it was. Because it came to you like that. Yeah.
And be wary of fake ultimatums.
Mm.
Nigga, don't fall for that shit. Mm. Bitch, don't fall
for
that.
Maybe people feel that they really are serious about ultimatums in the moment, and then they realize that it means nothing, and they're like, ugh.
Just because you break up with them doesn't mean their relationship is over sometimes. Keep that shit in mind.
Okay, so I guess that's it. Thanks for listening.
This was Big Cat.
I'm Duchess Zane. You can find me across all social media platforms. Duchess with a T is Duchess Zane.
And you can find me on all media platforms by the name of Big Cat Daddy.
That's on fat.
I'm changing all my fucking website name, so you can suck my dick on that one.
Yeah, he finally took my advice. I'm so proud of you, baby. Streamlining.
I love when you patronize me.
I don't patronize you.
Okay, anyway. And you can find me and such the Black Phillip. I'll be talking shit about this bitch. All the time.
He sure does.
I fucking drag it through the mud. Follow
me
us
and
as
others.
Sons of Black Phillip at gmail.com with your bitches, grabs, and complaints. I'm looking for Players of Domino's. Hint, hint, if you get it, please contact me.
This nigga here. Okay. All right, y'all. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Crazy Cat's Conversations. Bye. Bye.